You like TV? I like TV.
I do like TV.
I watch TV, and today we're gonna destroy TV.
Okay.
That's right, kids. Destroy All Movies has a another little fun podcast. Destroy All TV.
Coming at Destroy All Television. Damn Junior podcast.
Could be classic TV. Could be new TV. You never know. You never know what we're gonna throw at you.
Mostly classic TV, especially bad classic TV, which is almost all of classic television.
Yeah, real. Yeah. For real.
Destroy All Television. Damn show.
Yes, kids, Destroy All Television. Get it at damshow.co, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and everywhere you listen to your favorite podcasts. Yeah, so I'm going to start the show now. So we can talk about these things.
I'm going to turn my light on.
My dog is barking.
My dogs are barking too.
Yeah, mine too.
Hey, welcome to Destroy All Movies. Episode. Blah, 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 blah. I keep forgetting we don't do it.
Yeah, we don't do it. You can say episode The Rise of Skywalker.
Episode The Rise of Skywalker.
Okay, not like that.
Okay.
The Rise of Skywalker.
That's good.
Ray.
That's a good
Rise.
So, what's going on, people? I'm Richie.
Good. I'm Jim.
Ken.
Carl, and
I'm Ronan.
What up, Ronan? And that's Shecky in the background.
Special guest.
Yeah.
Beside my dog.
Shecky!
Alright.
Yeah, so on today's show, we'll be talking about The Rise of Skywalker.
Oh my god.
We are out of movies to do.
We're not out of movies. We got plenty of movies.
We're way out, buddy.
We got plenty of movies. You know what's a popular movie right now? That Tomorrow War, because that show has gotten us more downloads than the other ones.
Really?
Yeah. People like that Tomorrow War.
So like three people downloaded?
Yeah, three. It's just 300% rise. Yeah.
So it was Ken, Carl, and who else?
Yeah. Ronan.
Well, right. I subscribe on three different
Oh, so you're three right apps. There. You're skewing our
numbers. But I can remove myself because my town shows up, so I can subtract.
Oh, it shows you what town completes the downloads?
Yeah. Tells you what countries, what towns.
That's cool. So if I'm using NordVPN, you don't know if it's me downloading them.
That's right. It could be. But I'm telling you, we're big in some countries.
Yeah.
Relatively.
London. We got a lot of people over on the other side of the pond.
Germany. That is a lot of people. We get somebody in Russia.
Oh, yeah.
Vladimir. I brought the Germans.
Vlad.
For sure.
Old Putin's listening.
So what are we doing on the show today? You already said
I just said it. What's wrong with you, man?
Well, we're going to talk about Loki.
Okay.
And then we're going to talk about The Rise of Skywalker.
Right. And you said you have something more important to talk about than...
Oh, yes. Just want to remind everyone, this show is brought to you by Damn Junior Podcasting. And... Home of Destroy All Movies, Hallmark's The Spot, and
what?
The Lasso Personal. I blew it. No, it's actually the Lasso Personal Dilemma Squad, and I have it. Our logo has it on the back of a satin jacket.
Wow!
Oh,
like he said.
Wow!
In the show, yes, Ted Lasso recap podcast.
So who's going to be on this Ted Lasso recap podcast?
Jim and Ellie, of course.
Oh, nice.
Because we're going to analyze it seriously.
You're going to seriously analyze
it? Yes.
Okay, I'm not going to be on it.
Why?
because I'm not going to seriously analyze it. I want to make fun of it.
I'm not going to make fun of it.
Well, I'm going to make fun of you.
Exactly. So that's why you are not on.
You're not invited.
Oh.
I don't want to jump ahead, but I did just rewatch it. It's fantastic.
It is. I watched this.
You can, Carl, go to any of your favorite podcast apps, and we already published a 2-minute introduction show.
Oh.
Look it up. It got on iTunes this morning.
Wow. I'm proud of you, Jim. And one day we're going to get that music podcast.
Yep. It's coming.
I have something to say about that music podcast. It should not be called Destroy All Music.
Why not?
Because it's an unfortunate name that kind of works for us, but you're not going to be making fun of music.
No.
You could, well, yeah, so
sometimes.
Yeah, but I'm saying you don't want to turn, you want to gain audience, not turn audience away. So why would someone who loves music go to Destroy All Music?
That's a crapshoot, Jim.
No, it's not a crapshoot. It's been, believe me, I've been in this podcast and biz.
Just as long as I have?
Yeah. Yeah, but I look under the hood.
Oh, yeah.
If you throw some Bieber our way or something, we might have to destroy that.
Yeah, we'll talk about Bieber, all right.
I'm just saying, if you want, I'm looking toward building, helping you build an audience, and I think that would be a detriment rather than a...
Okay, so we'll call it, we're not going to destroy all music all the time.
And we
that's gold, baby.
there you go. That's the new name.
So it's time for some Loki talk.
Loki talk. Here we go. Here's some Loki talk. Go, Jim. Go.
Go me? I thought everyone would have something.
Well, you were upset about it. I thought it was pretty good.
Oh, I
thought it was really good.
I didn't think it was really good.
That was great.
I thought it was. I thought it was okay. I don't like the ambiguous ending. I know it turned out to be, it was a setup for the multiverse.
Well, whoever that dude is playing Kang,
yeah.
He's good.
Killed it.
Yeah,
he really was good. Great. But the Kang that you're going to see in this, like that one.
It could be anybody.
In the statue at the end. Right. That Kang is going to be, that's Kang the Conqueror.
Right, right. Well, so he said, you know.
He's going to be bad Kang. He's not going to be, like, the playful, impy one.
Yeah. I there was, like, when he told, what's her name? The broad Loki?
Yeah.
Sylvie. I don't remember.
Girls Can Do Things Loki is her nickname.
what's girl Loki's name?
Sylvie,
that's
hey,
it.
Hey, yeah.
When he told her to grow up.
Oh yeah. He said, murderer, hypocrite. Yeah. We're all villains here.
That was awesome.
That was really good.
I
thought it was great. It was like a really good version of the Matrix 2 with the architect.
Yeah.
Except this one
way better.
It was way better than the architect speech was horrible.
So much.
Watch the last one?
Some of this you will understand. Most of it you won't. Yeah, that's a cop out for not writing a good script.
Yeah, and are you talking to him or the audience?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Most of it you won't. I also like milk. Why are you saying that?
I just happen to like it. I thought you might have some on you. I don't get much milk up here.
Yes, someone bring me some milk. Just bought a new package of cookies. No, they're not real, but they're delicious.
It could be in a plastic or carton.
Yes.
Or
what
box.
Is a real
or box?
What is a real cookie?
Yes. What is a real cookie? Anyway, Loki was awesome. I thought I was super happy. And I knew it was going to be a setup from the first episode. So there was only one shitty episode in the whole series.
Yeah, the one where they were on the exploding planet.
Right.
Momentous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Holy
mackerel.
You're going to be on every week because you pay attention.
Yeah, I'm out.
Sorry, Ken. Ronan's, Ronan's stepping in.
Ken, go brush your teeth and go to bed.
Ken, go brush your teeth.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
Ronan will set your, Ronan will set your alarm.
I thought it was good. I didn't like the ending. I like the parts with with the He Who Remains.
Right.
And, you know, it's just, okay.
Yeah. Well, I was just happy there was going to be a second season.
Why not? It's their biggest thing that they had.
Do you think that they, like, you know, waited until, you know,
it was approved?
Well, no, like ratings, like, let's see if this, before we throw that stamp down.
Yeah. You see Tom Hiddleston at home. Yes. Yep.
It's like two alternate endings.
The other alternate was a stamp that just said, thanks for watching.
Yeah. Yep. Loki will not return.
Yeah. It just goes to that old, like 60s, 70s TV thing when it just had that, you know,
the test head. Pattern.
The test pattern that said good night.
Good times, thanks.
Bye. Yeah. Yeah, in the olden days, TV just stopped.
Yeah.
At night.
Right. You don't know about that, Ronan.
I saw it in a movie.
Yeah.
It stopped at like 6 a.m.
Yeah, it started back up.
It would start back up at 6, but it would stop like 1 in the morning.
That's where like the Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, then it would just have a test pattern on the screen, and it would stay that way until...
It says go to bed
6 in the morning and then television would start again.
But there was a large that was one of their biggest rated shows was that test pattern.
Because people were asleep.
It was the only thing to watch.
Someone's excited for the next
Venom.
Sweet. Wow. Oh, that movie's awesome.
So let's go to, we talked about Loki. Everybody likes it. So let's go to Spider-Man because that's what Ronan's watching.
The new co-host. Well, Ronan.
Thanks to Loki, you're going to get multiple Spider-Man.
Yeah.
There's already like 6.
Yeah, we already have. That's already a movie. It's called.
I mean, they're going to do it live action. They're going to have Tobey Maguire. They're going to have that Andrew.
McCarthy.
Garfield, yes. I was going to say. Holland. I was going to say Caulfield, Matthew Caulfield.
Yeah. Hey, listen, he's totally serious about this. There's no joking about Spider-Man. This guy's not going to laugh one bit.
I mentioned Matthew Caulfield to someone, and they said, "Who's that?" And I go, "Rex Manning."
Yeah,
and they knew who it was.
They're also going to have Andrew McCarthy on it as an older Spider-Man. Yeah.
Andrew McCarthy.
He's a Brat Packer.
He doesn't know what
also means. Before you die.
Yeah.
Which one's the best, Ronan? Which
Spider-Man one is the best? The you
including the animations, anything.
Like which actor?
Sure.
Spider-Man. Yeah. Or which actor? Yeah. Which actor do you like?
Tobey Maguire.
Nice call.
The original.
He was pretty good.
What about him do you like compared to Andrew Garfield and Tom Holland?
They're all good, but like I don't know what's different about them.
He's the only one that shows his real feelings. He cries.
Oh.
No, I don't know. I'm just
I'm not a fan of that.
He's a big baby. Oh, look at the baby. You're going to want to change your diaper, baby? Too.
Yeah.
Oh. Who, you?
Oh. Yeah, yeah. Jerry, what are you doing?
What's the best Spider-Man iteration? Like anything? The cartoons, movies, animations, whatever? The best movie?
The best movie?
Or cartoon? Like animation? Yeah, Carlson, anything. Any iteration, like so.
Even Spider-Verse, anything.
Yeah,
even Spider-Verse. Stop trying to influence the kid with your Spider-Versing.
It's really
like
good.
You like the pig Spider-Man?
I didn't like 3. Spider-Verse.
Eighth grade?
Spider-Man 3?
Yeah. Spider-Man 3? That's the one,
Yeah, Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, that's
because he danced in it. You like his dancing?
No. That was number two.
Is that because of his?
No, that was three.
Symbiote.
Symbiote.
That's when he became like the.
Because he loves
Venom. Got in him.
He loves Venom.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the mirror universe Spider-Man, where you would. I thought he would have had a goatee because he was acting the opposite. But
right, right.
He loves Venom. That's why he likes Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, but really, the kid from that 70s show inside that Venom costume, that wasn't...
Topher
Grace, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Topher.
The new Venom is much better, right?
Yeah. Tom Hardy. Yeah.
Tom Hardy?
Yes, I'm Venom now. I multiple characters
that all cover my face.
Yes, I never have to shave ever.
It's hard. Is it hard to shave with that mask on your face all the time?
Yes, of course. It's very difficult. Yeah,
there's like so many movies he covers his face.
Yes, I can't.
You live in Island?
I can't use the five blade. I have to use a single blade because of my mask. Please come down to Lower Gotham to Bane's baby back ribs.
It's Bane's broken baby back ribs.
You didn't watch Batman yet, right?
Nice one, Jim.
I don't think I've ever seen a Batman movie.
No, I put them on for you, but you're just not interested.
See, I'm a Batman fan. I love Batman. Not the whatchamacallit though. Not the new one coming out.
You haven't even
Twilight's gonna be horrible.
He's good in other movies.
What other movies is he good in?
He was good in Tenet.
In Tenet?
Yeah.
Did you watch Tenet?
No, I refuse. He's in it.
Oh my gosh.
You totally biased against Pattinson.
Yeah. Dude, I don't want Twilight.
He was good in Tenet.
Dude, he's just think about all the good acting out there. Look at the good work that Ben Affleck did for Daredevil. I mean, that was amazing.
All right. Ben Affleck's
proven himself.
Ben Affleck's Batman was terrible, but his Bruce Wayne was excellent.
Bruce Wayne was on point. Yeah. But yeah, Batman just seemed to be like an old man stuck in some sort of pewter suit.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to do alternate versions of Batman as well.
I know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, everybody got to go multiverse at the same time.
Exactly. They're bringing back Matthew Keaton.
Michael Keaton,
him too.
Yeah, yeah. So his brother Matthew Keaton.
Michael Keaton
farting ice holes.
Yeah, his brother Matthew Keaton is his stunt double.
You got done, bastages.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Farting ice holes.
I can't believe you dropped the reference. Oh,
wow. Anyway.
Pattinson has proven himself to be pretty good. Don't watch Twilight the right lovers?
No,
I've never seen one Twilight movie.
You've never seen one Twilight movie?
No.
You don't have a wife, so your wife never puts it on?
No.
For some reason, my wife is like, oh, Twilight's on. I'm like, kill me.
Oh, did you ever watch Twilight?
Dude's good.
No, just Twilight.
Never watch Twilight.
Yes.
Ever. There's a movie called Rover where he's great in it. And The Lighthouse, he's really good. That's weird as hell, though.
I'm predicting this. You're going to reluctantly see it and wind up loving it.
I'm going to reluctantly see it because we're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
I'm going to love it.
I didn't like DiCaprio because Titanic. And then I'm like, well, he's actually a really good actor.
Well, I've seen him in other things before Titanic that showed me he was a really good actor.
Like, was he eating Gilbert Grape?
Gilbert. The Basketball Diaries.
Gilbert.
Rich. Okay.
Gilbert.
I know how much I'm editing out.
That's too bad. I do a great Gilbert Gray.
The first half hour is out.
Yeah, totally. Right, but we're just reenacting Gilbert, though.
That's all we're doing, Jim. Don't cut it out. That's gold.
We still have an entire Star Wars movie to talk about.
Wake up.
Might as well start Star Wars.
Kenny, don't start. Don't start, man. You get me going. We'll have to cut 90% of this stuff out.
I do have what we're watching.
Okay, what are you watching?
Okay.
Right. I actually went back to the movie theater. It was glorious. Oh, okay.
Yeah. How many people were there? Kenny 10? Had 7 in his theater.
And he was 5 of them. He was 5 of the 7.
There was me, my friend, and like 8 other people.
There you go.
Yeah, but how many people in the theater total? I mean,
all the theaters? Just the one?
No, just the one you were in. How would you know who's in all the theaters?
About 10.
Okay.
Yeah, he just said it. He said him and his friend. And
what did he see, Carl?
Pig.
No, he said who? He said I was there with my friend and that, and I just want to know
8 other people.
Right.
I said
so. That's the 10 of you. Did you rent the theater or something?
No.
That's no, one, my one friend and 8 other strangers.
That's the turnout.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he wasn't going in all the other theaters doing roll call.
Because I was reading this article, which was giving a lot of shit to Marvel for putting out Black Widow on streaming at the same time it was released. And when I read the article, it was in The Atlantic, it read like a Theater Trade Association press release. Oh, you know, they killed their business and because people had come to theaters for repeat viewings. I'm saying, one, the theaters aren't getting filled. Two is, whatchamacallit? I lost my train of thought there. One, theaters are not going to be not getting filled. And two, people are not going multiple times to a theater.
Right.
So Marvel,
no.
Oh, and I said they didn't take into account Marvel or movie studios in general only get 50 to 60% of the ticket price. And they said in Europe, 20 to 40% of the ticket price is what the studios actually make. Mm-hmm. So I said, so they, in effect, the US box office was $48 million. And streaming, which they keep 100% of, 60 million.
Wow.
Wow.
So you paid for Black Widow, right?
Yeah.
And I still got to Venmo you $15 because I watched that thing. but you can watch it now. It's just on, right?
Yeah, there's now it's just on. You can watch it as many times as you want.
And it'll always be on because you paid for it.
Well, it's going to be always be on in 3 months anyway.
Right, but I'm just saying, for the 3 months, it'll just always
be there. Yeah, it'll be always be there.
Okay. So are there,
it's still only on Premiere. It's not on Plus yet.
Right, right.
Right, but now, but you can watch it, you know, once you pay for it, you can watch it multiple times.
So I'll watch it in 3 months, you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you seen it?
No.
What did you see in the theater, Carl? We didn't ask Pig. That.
Oh, Tig. Pit.
What?
Pig.
Tig.
Pig. What's Pig?
It's Tig Notaro.
No, it's Pig. It's like Pig. The animal.
Like Pig.
It's P-I-G. It's a new Nicolas Cage movie. My buddy got me to go to the theater because he thought it was like John Wick with a pig instead of a dog.
Okay. I'm going to ask a couple of questions here.
Yeah.
Is this the first movie you've seen in a theater? Since the pandemic.
Yes.
And you chose a Nicolas Cage movie.
Yeah.
Ronan wants to watch a Nicolas Cage movie too. What's it called?
So without
Willy's?
Willy's Wonderland.
National Treasures.
Pig was honestly a really good movie. But when we went in expecting John Wick with the pig.
Yeah.
Wildly different. Like it is not that. It's slow and really serious. And Nicolas Cage is great in it. It's a really good movie.
Multiple pigs.
No, there's so many times him and I are like, oh, shit's going to go down now. And it does not.
And it did not. You're like, oh,
there's no going down.
So someone kills Nicolas Cage's pig, and then he goes and on a revenge tour.
Not exactly.
Or does he go on a bacon eating tour?
I was just gonna say, does he like to remind him of his pig? Does he just wrap all his, like, he invites people over and like, I'm gonna make like bacon wrap shrimp.
Similar, but
and then I'm gonna make bacon wrap like filet mignon.
Instead of mad fighting skills, he uses mad cooking skills. He's a chef.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he really puts that pig to use.
So that's
actually, no, he doesn't slaughter the pig now.
Oh, okay.
It's a good movie.
So how often does he use bacon? Because that's a cheat in my book.
Yeah, of course. That's why I said that. He invites everybody over and just
puts bacon around
anything.
Yeah, because bacon makes anything taste
everything
good.
It's
butter literal, and bacon.
Yeah, just literal dog crap with bacon. And people are like, this is delicious.
You're talking about, right?
Dog crap with bacon?
Yeah, it's really good.
When have I tried that?
It's delish.
You know what it would taste like? Bacon.
No. Dog.
That's exactly what it would taste house. Like.
That one time at Nana's house, she put out bacon wrapped nuggets.
That sounds like the most Jersey thing I've ever heard.
Pennsylvania, actually.
Bacon wrapped nuggets. Yeah. No matter what you wrap bacon in, it is just going to taste like bacon.
Yeah.
That is.
Wrap it in bacon, dice up the bacon, you put your bacon in. It's going to taste like bacon. So everything's going to taste good.
Yeah. That's so why. I had company over and I just did these bacon wrapped scallops and they were so amazing. Everybody loved it.
Because you like them, bacon.
If you would have just handed them a strip of bacon, they would have been even happier. Totally. They were like, dude, this is so cool. Bacon.
My friend does bacon wrapped water chestnuts.
Yeah.
And you poke out the water chestnut and then just eat the bacon.
Yeah.
It's actually bacon. Nice. Oh, I like it.
Bacon wrapped jalapeno poppers. I've done that.
Hell yeah.
Bacon wrapped shrimp. I've done that.
I've done bacon wrapped macaroni and cheese, where I wrap bacon around each elbow macaroni.
I've done bacon. Wow. I've done bacon wrapped around pork loin.
That's nice. Can't have enough. Can't
have you. Bacon around pork roll, bacon, egg and cheese.
Did you ever try to make one of those bacon bowls?
No, I have never tried that.
Oh, that's so cool. You gotta try that.
Have you done it once?
It's cool. Yep.
Oh, wow.
But then, you know, what do you put in it?
Eggs.
Salad. Yeah,
I mean, it's hard and crispy. It's like all crunchy and crumbles. It's not the same as like having like a nice chewy piece of bacon.
Right.
You know, I like the crispy ones.
Yeah, I like the crispy ones too, but a whole bowl of crispy bacon is just not the way to go. You're just talking about, you know, bacon bits.
Yeah, Kyle, I like it too. All right. You're not the only one who likes crispy bacon. I as well like it.
Bacon bits at the Grand Buffet. I think I used to eat those right out of the can.
Carl is right with the salad. What's more natural to have crunchy bacon on?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Some blue cheese in there.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. The wedge salad is, I have that for lunch at least twice a week.
Oh, you have a wedge? Yeah. Those are nice.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the restaurants near work we go to a couple times a week, and I just order the wedge and believe it or not, bacon wrapped shrimp.
You get the wedge and the bacon wrapped
shrimp. Yeah, they do these amazing bacon wrapped shrimp. So we just
ordering the wedge.
Right.
Oh,
Rise of Skywalker. Really?
Yeah.
Rise of Skywalker. Wow. Great segue.
Yeah. Rise of Scott, we're finally going to talk about this.
That's right. All right. This was released in 2019, December 16th, 2019, and ran for 142 minutes. Well, this.
I got to say, I got a shout out to my lovely wife, who is lovely enough to keep the Jameson aflowing. So,
Jameson Black?
Jameson is
whiskey. Of course. Jameson. Regular Jameson.
Born Spider-Man?
Say it again?
Like the J. Jonah Jameson?
Yeah.
Like J. Jonah Jameson, yes. This is his J. Way. Jonah Jameson whiskey.
Want some?
No.
Why we're waiting?
Good, because it tastes horrible. Don't drink it.
No, it tastes amazing.
No, I'm saying alcohol in general.
Oh yeah, yeah. When you're older,
you won't try it.
Yeah, yeah.
So soda pop's the best.
While we're waiting for Carl, Ronan, how old are you? How old are you now?
11.
11. So when you're 12, right, is when I met Kenny. So me and
Richie was 12 years old.
Me and Kenny met each other when we were 12. Yep. That's how long we've known each other.
So like 50 years ago?
You ass. It's not 50 years ago.
Wow.
You know how old I am. Wait, so 12 minus
50. 38.
Right.
I don't know who should be.
38 years ago.
Dude, I don't know who should be more insulted. Me or you, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
That is a sitcom line right there.
God, that's going to open the show.
Yeah, that's Bud Bundy. That's a Bud Bundy line.
Yep. Totally.
And he said that like he had it in his pocket waiting. That was like,
oh yeah.
That came out pretty fast. Oh my God, Carl, you missed it. So
they were talking about.
Yeah.
Now we're going to ruin the joke.
Oh. Yeah, you don't have to
by repeating it.
I'll listen back.
Oh my God, that's so funny, dude. Yes, 50 years ago is when me and your father met.
That's enough. I get it.
Now you got to listen to the original delivery.
Ronan said he looked 45. Okay.
How old?
Ronan said he looked like you're 45.
Thank you.
Wow, that is a compliment.
Thank you. Looks like Wolverine.
He does.
Yeah, look like Wolverine. Logan. Yeah. Weapon X.
Oh, I just saw. What's his face?
Who?
Wolverine. What the hell?
Hugh Jackman
on
Ellen?
Colbert, because he's Hawking the Music Man. He's going to be doing it on Broadway.
is he doing another?
He didn't mention it.
Wolverine thing.
Didn't mention it. Only talked about his run in the Music Man on Broadway.
Okay.
I saw like a picture and videos saying that he's gonna become Wolverine again.
Yeah, sometime. Like he was all like super cut, right?
I thought
he worked out. Yeah. I saw that picture too.
He said a while ago that he would only be Wolverine again. He would only be Wolverine again if it was in an Avengers movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I saw it where it was like just Wolverine. Like,
yeah, that's what I saw too. Maybe the Music Man isn't paying him what Wolverine pays him.
Yeah, so, probably not.
You know.
Well, what? Think about this, because this multiverse stuff and the multiple Spider-Mans, and there could be multiple Chris Evans. He could be the Human Torch,
right?
From Fantastic Four.
Oh, that's his name.
And Captain America.
They bring him back as. Him and who's the other Human Torch? Michael B. Jordan, right?
Oh, Michael B. Jordan, yeah.
Dude, that would be, and then that would be so funny.
All right. Any other Fantastic Four? Do you remember that one?
I didn't watch the reboot.
Good for you.
The new one that you said was horrible.
Yeah.
Good for you.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
I didn't see it either.
You should watch it though. It was horrible.
You should watch it.
It was reviewed when it was released. Destroy Old Movies.
Yes, you can listen to the show. No, you can't listen to the show.
Fantastic Four was our first episode ever.
No. But not the Michael B. Jordan one.
Oh, that's right. No, but I'm saying it wasn't
the original Fantastic Four that came out was our first show.
No, it wasn't.
It was the Silver Surfer one, right?
So the Silver Surfer.
Rise of the Silver Surfer.
Yes, that was our first episode.
That was
recorded it twice.
That's right. Because the first
Because we had technical difficulties.
Because Jim was he's a great producer.
And they were sitting in like a refrigerator box or something.
No. We were sitting on the couch.
We were just sitting on the couch. This was our first show.
Like this is.
Yeah. Holding.
Yeah. And we talked about like.
Stage microphones.
We talked about like Miley Cyrus or.
Or.
Who were we talking about musically? It was either Miley Cyrus.
Man, I don't remember musically.
Or something like that.
It's a different podcast.
Yeah. No, it was the same podcast.
Destroy All Media.
It was Destroy All Media where we had music. We had a music segment. Yeah, we had a music segment for a couple of years.
We had a movie, a TV, and a music segment.
Every show. And then
that's right.
just became a little too much to talk about. And I was just like, this is dumb. Let's just talk about movies.
Yeah. So now we talk about movies, TV, but not as much about music.
Yeah. If something cool musically comes out, I'll say it, but who cares? Like, no one's going to like the new Our Lady Peace song is good. I like it. It's fun.
We'll say,
speaking of movies,
we'll say it. Don't spray it.
Yeah. So
speaking of movies, as Carl said, Rise of Skywalker. We didn't get past the credits.
You know, I'm going to say this just to get it over with. And especially since Ronan's not on yet. I am fucking tired of that dude screaming Rey.
Oh, God.
Oh, am I the only one? Thank you.
No.
It's like, how many fucking times do I get you? Rey. I'm like, dude, I get it.
She's like, I'm in the middle of a lightsaber.
Oh, my God.
Shut up, man.
Yeah, like.
So. Well, this opens up with Kylo Ren looking for the flux capacitor.
You can just leave it there. Put this back in your ear.
Dude, that's so funny. Yeah. Go ahead.
And it's the Sith Wayfinder.
The Wayfinder.
Yeah. So it shows you the way to the Sith.
Show me the way. Listen to Styx on the way.
Yo, hey, listen. Styx is playing this weekend in New Jersey at Solberg Airport at the Balloon Festival. Don't miss it.
Well, that's enough of Jersey Community Corner.
Come on down and see Styx.
Bring the kiddies, why don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a question.
About the Wayfinder?
No, the whole movie.
We're not there.
No, we are because we're just starting. We're
not there with the movie.
Yeah, we're not. We're just starting. Was this movie made too quick?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Because I feel like. Well,
plus, it's J.J. Abrams trying to wrestle it back to.
That's what I mean. Like, it feels very forced. No pun intended.
Nice one. Hey.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh,
no.
Well done, Jim.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, well done. No, it did. I was watching it again, and because I've only seen it once. So when I saw it, actually, did I see it twice? No, because Jim didn't cry in this one.
This time I did.
No, that's right. When Chewie got his...
When Chewie totally found out Leia died, that got me.
When Chewie got his...
Medal.
His medal, he cried too.
That was the first time. This time it was when
Leia died. You cried
Leia
again,
died.
Like tonight?
What?
You cried tonight?
Yes.
Oh my Jesus Christ.
I was upset. I was upset when the transport gun was destroyed.
I was upset when the transport got destroyed.
Earmuffs. Chewie's gone. I was like, that's just not right.
Ronan, earmuffs. Yeah.
You can't kill him.
Earmuffs, Ronan.
I got something to say about that.
What do you mean? All you got to say is earmuffs.
He's not listening.
So the Emperor lives in a lightning palace.
Right.
And Kylo Ren is walking in. You think he should have left his lightsaber like in the thing? He's walking around with a hunk of metal in his hand while this lightning is striking around him.
Sure.
He should have got fried.
I have a question. So is it because it takes people having a wayfinder to get there?
Yeah. That
there's no locks on any of the doors?
There's no doors.
There ain't no doors.
I'm just saying, like, I mean, all right. Say you stumble onto it. You're just a freighter pilot, and you make a left instead of a right.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, what's all the lightning? What's going on down here? It's like cool. A Pink Floyd show. I'm in.
Do all those dudes just sit there staring at the Emperor on his moving machine?
Maybe. like not one of them was like, it would be cool if they had like a hot dog guy.
It's like someone, all we do is stand here.
Like someone throw some
and cheer the guy.
Yeah. Like, so this is what we do. We just sit here in robes and look at this dude on the crane. He's not even a full crane. Dude. He's not even a full dude on a crane. He's like half a dude.
Yeah. Well, he's no, like a Herbie Hancock kind of thing.
Yeah.
Going on there.
Yeah. No, no, dude, you gotta keep chanting the Sith crap and then he'll become the Emperor again. But wait a minute.
Yeah.
He's the Emperor now.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but he's not like the fool, like he's not like a full emperor. He's like, well, he's like kind of an emperor.
Yeah. So what did the Emperor he made Snoke?
Right. He made a bunch of them.
Yeah, but I'm saying like why?
Right. And
everybody else listened to him.
If he can conjure up 50 to 75
Star Destroyers
with
special Death Star guns.
Death Star guns.
Yeah, like killing weapons. Right. Yeah.
Right. Can he get his fingers back? Like if he could do that, he can't get four fingers back. He can't get conjure up four fingers.
Or at least one of those cool crab hands.
Yeah, something
that Vader and
right.
Luke had.
Or the Darth Maul crab legs.
Yeah. Oh, he could have been more mobile than
why couldn't he go grab one of Snoke's wet hands and put them on? Like, oh, Caucasian. Like Jambi. Yeah. Yeah, they wouldn't have matched, but still, like, you know.
Yeah.
You couldn't have got, you know, a matching set.
Wait, the Emperor is not Caucasian?
Well, he is, but...
Well, now he's very Caucasian.
Yeah, but yeah, he's too white. You know, but like, Snoke was still kind of, you know...
Like, when he was regenerating, he only regenerated back to his crusty, pasty white self.
Yeah.
Not his original...
Which made no sense.
Crusty white self.
Yeah.
No, yeah, the original Naboo guy.
Yeah, when he was hocus-pocusing them and getting their life force...
Why didn't he keep going? Yeah. He just fix himself completely.
Right.
Like he stopped at Emperor Palpatine. He didn't go further back.
I why didn't he just do the hocus pocus life thing to one of the 100 Sith people who were there?
Yeah, he could have done that. Or a bunch of them.
Or yeah. Even if they had like a half a midichlorian in them. You know, one of those guys could have moved a broom, I'm sure. Like if they thought hard enough, like move the broom. That would be great.
So he says, Kylo, you're gonna be my first order.
Yeah. First order. Oh, and another thing.
Oh, final
go
order.
Go ahead.
He had final
order. We'll get there. I'm jumping ahead.
Okay. And he has the secret armada of Star Destroyers that come up out of the ground.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
what did he grow them?
Yeah. He put the special Sith pixie dust on it.
A Miracle-Gro.
Yeah, Miracle-Gro.
Yeah.
Miracle-Gro.
Yeah.
They were Chia. He says, Kylo Ren, you got to go kill Rey.
Yeah, Chia Star Destroyer.
Del.
Just add water.
Chia Star Destroyer.
Set it and forget it.
Chia. And they were all the same size. There was no like Super Star Destroyer.
Yeah, they were all the same size as the original Star Destroyers. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
They just had the giant earmuffs penis on the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was just like, we will have the final order. Like he had asthma. I was like, dude, take a breath. Think about what you're saying. All right. You have a stand full of weird people in robes, dude. This is your day.
So cut to Ray, Finn, and Poe. Getting vital plans data again that could only be transported by droid. Yeah. Again. It's like.
Not only that, but they can only get plugged in by this huge vacuum.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Like we have thumb drives. I have one right here.
Oh,
I literally have a thumb drive and these are fucking outdated. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doing on one of these things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's this big. He could have dropped it.
Yep.
Yeah. Here you go. I'm here, you go there. Peace out.
Yeah. So that dude too. Oh, how do we thank you? And he goes, win the war.
Yeah.
Win the war. Come on. Then later gets his head chopped off.
Yeah. Why did he sound like Dustin Hoffman from Wag the Dog?
No. No, he had an accent. Yeah. He had like a
win the war.
War.
Okay. The war is over.
Okay. We won. We declare we won.
We need a new song. The war is over.
We saw it on television.
Yeah, we saw it on television. It said it right there. Oh, he ended the war. No, not my war. Anyway, go ahead. We can talk
about
Greg the dog all day.
Poe flies around and he's light speed skipping, which means he's doing something Falcon could never do, which is make jumps to light speed
without calculating
consistently.
Right, without calculating anything.
Yeah,
it took Han Solo like 13 years to jump to light speed. And yeah. and more than half the time it didn't work.
Yeah, the Falcon would malfunction.
Right. And now like not one time did Chewie be like, dude, this ain't good.
Yeah. So
light speed skipping.
But the thing is the TIE fighters are following him, which I say BS.
Right, because they can't.
Yeah, how did TIE fighters do it?
Well, maybe they got sucked in the whatchamacallit.
Well, that's what I'm saying. TIE fighters are short-range craft. They can't jump to light speed.
Yeah, but maybe they got pulled along because they're so light.
Oh.
There you go.
I never thought.
I just made that up.
It makes perfect sense.
It makes perfect sense. They're very light. They'll get sucked in the light speed vortex and follow them and have, and totally be ready to fire right after they're, come out of light speed.
It's like NASCAR.
Yeah.
They're drifting.
So they go back to find Princess Leia and Poe says, yeah, I was light speed skipping. And they said, oh, the Falcon can't light speed skip. And he goes, apparently it can.
Yeah.
And he was like a big asshole.
Yeah. Poe's, it's a light speed skip. No, Falcon's on fire.
Yeah.
You ruined the Millennium Falcon yet again.
Yeah. So, and he was a jerk to Rey.
Well, not only was he a jerk to Rey, but he's been an asshole in every movie. He's just
That's
not
one of the reasons why I cannot like that.
Like someone should have just shot him.
Yeah.
He was a liability in every movie. Just shoot him. Like friendly fire, like what's his name? The French dude in Rogue One.
Yeah. So they learn about the Emperor.
You know what I mean? When he killed the guy, the French dude.
It's called a frag.
Oh.
Who's right. the? Remember
Diego?
The yeah, Diego killed.
The, oh yeah. Yeah, yeah, Andor.
Yeah, yeah.
Cassian Andor.
Yeah, he killed the dude.
Yeah,
because he couldn't climb because he had a bum arm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a fragging.
Yeah. So I would have done the same thing. I'm like, dude, you got to go. You're a liability.
You're a liability.
Yeah. You got to go.
So they find out that the Emperor is on a planet called Exegol and they need this wayfinder thing to find him. And then Maz Kanata comes out and says, if we want to stop him, we must find Exegol. I'm saying, no shit.
Thank God you're here.
Thank God you're here to point out the obvious.
Yeah. Well, they needed to put her in the movie.
She's going with the butthole eyes.
Because
they also had to add like, we have two cute droids already, right? So we got to add another cute droid and a cute little guy.
Who's the little? Oh yeah, Babu.
Babu Frick.
Yeah, Babu. I like it, Babu.
Do you know who the voice of the little droid is?
A Dio?
It's J.J. Abrams.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Who was the voice of
I don't know.
Babu Frick.
Was it the broad from whatchamacallit? Mad TV?
Oh, Shirley Henderson voices Babu Frick.
Oh, okay. Shirley.
I don't know who Shirley
is. She's a Scottish actress.
Ah, okay.
Nope.
Well, she was ripping off the girl from Mad TV and what other show is she in? The comedian one.
Oh, Alex Shearer's
Marvelous Maisel. Mrs. Maisel. Yeah.
I believe, well, that wasn't her, so.
I believe she's the voice of American Dad wife also.
There you go.
Right.
Anyway. So, yeah.
Anyway.
So we're,
she's not in this movie.
No, not in this movie. So, sounded like her, though.
So, Kylo keeps talking to Rey with the over the Force, but now they can swap things and fight each other.
I have a question. did Kylo Ren have Darth Vader's mask in a heated box all the time?
What? Because of the smoke that came out?
Every single time.
Maybe that was cold to keep it preserved.
It's plastic.
It's plastic.
It's burnt plastic.
I know, but I'm just
saying, did it smoke all the time?
It could be cold vapor, not
it would have been cool. It would have been cool if they showed him like just him wearing it with like a rubber band around him. Like someone knocks on his door,
mask.
Kylo, give me a minute.
Call me Lord Vader.
Call me Lord Vader. I'm Lord Vader.
What do these chest buttons do?
Yeah. What is,
It's a cassette player.
Yeah. Show cool sound effects. Me the way. That's what it is.
And that's where we're going to leave it this week. It was a long episode, so we cut it into two pieces. Tune in next week for the thrilling conclusion to The Rise of Skywalker, our final movie in our Star Wars rewatch. You can go to damshow.co to see other fine podcasts in the Dam Junior Podcasting Network. Also, you will see our Amazon link where you can contribute money to the show without actually spending any money other than what you were already buying on Amazon. It doesn't cost you a cent extra. You can also support our show by going to Apple Podcasts and leaving a review, or any location that allows you to leave reviews for podcasts. We'd appreciate that. So until next week, good night, damnation.
You like TV? I like TV.
I do like TV.
I watch TV. And today we're going to destroy TV.
Okay.
That's right, kids. Destroy All Movies has a another little fun podcast. Destroy All TV.
Coming at
Destroy
All Television. Dam Junior Podcasting.
Could be classic TV. Could be new TV. You never know. You never know what they're going to throw at you.
Mostly, mostly classic TV, especially bad classic TV, which is almost all of classic television.
Yeah, real. Yeah. For real.
Destroy All Television. Damn Show.
Yes, kids, Destroy All Television. Get it at damshow.co, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and everywhere you listen to your favorite podcasts.